This audio file is the first part of a recording of a panel discussion hosted on the 20th of June 2006 by the Electronic Publishing Specialist Group of the British Computer Society. The topic of the meeting was Approaches to Classification in Publishing and Knowledge Management. This topic arose from a collaborative project between several specialist groups within the BCS on knowledge, information, data and metadata management, a project known as KIDM for short. Our three panellists who opened the discussion were Leonard Will, John Lindsay and Nick Holt. We start with the presentation by Leonard Will, formerly the librarian of the Science Museum and now a consultant.
Right, thank you very much. I should say that my background is both as a librarian and as a worker with computers. I'm officially a member of the British Computer Society and of the, what was the Library Association. So I've got foot in both camps to some extent, and I hope that I may help to bridge any gap that exists between those camps. At the museum, I was also working with the cataloguing of and classification of museum objects, which is another aspect of this work, and I've done quite a bit of work with archives as well. So there's a whole area there of different communities which have developed different approaches, but which have got common problems and really can use the common solutions. Today I'd like just to introduce more or less the classical approach developed within the library information science community to thesaurus construction and classification construction. The Classification Research Group has done a lot of work on this. It's a body which started about 50 years ago and is still going, perhaps not strong, but is still going, and to discuss and develop classification schemes built on modern structural practices, modern structural theory, which many of the traditional schemes are really unable to adopt because of historical baggage, because they've got so much that has been developed in the past and we can't actually change. So let's go on first and consider what is a taxonomy. As far as I'm concerned, that's a taxonomy. It's to do with biological organisms and can be developed in different ways. It can be developed either on the similarity, the morphological similarity of different organisms, or of supposed evolutionary branching. Personally, I think that the word taxonomy is woolly. Different people use it to mean different things, and it leads to a great deal of confusion. I prefer not to use it at all, because I think it generally people use it when they mean either a thesaurus or a classification scheme or both, or some combination of those. And I don't see why we shouldn't actually call it a thesaurus or a classification scheme, or a thesaurofacet, if you like, which is combining the two together, which is, again, a product which was produced by Gene Aitchison and others about 30 years ago. So I'm just giving what I think the definition of a taxonomy is: a monohierarchical classification of concepts as used, for example, in the classification of biological organisms. And I'm not going to talk about taxonomies anymore. I think if we do want a general word for this kind of thing, we can talk about knowledge organisation systems. There is a project going on at the moment based at the Rutherford Laboratory for Simple Organisation, Knowledge Organisation Systems, ESCOS, and there's the International Society for Knowledge Organisation, which again is a professional body internationally concerned with this kind of work. So if we need a general name, I would use that. Talking about different kinds of knowledge organisation systems then, I'll just run through these very quickly. Flat lists like this are the usual simple thing. You've got a drop-down list used as menus of a few terms which you have to choose from. Authority files are generally used for proper names, things like people, organisations, places and vessels, which show the preferred form of a name with C references to alternative forms. Do we talk about ICT or International Computers and Tabulators or ICL or Fujitsu? We say that one subsequently became another. You can have links of that kind between different organizations. You can have people with links between them. You can have links between people and organizations. So they get this kind of linking within an authority file, but it's usually that kind of link from a non-preferred form to a preferred form, and relationships to other organisations, other NIMs. What we're concerned about at the moment, I'm going to talk not so much about that, but about subject. Subject is one of the elements in the Dublin Core metadata specification. Metadata, again, I see in the 6th of March meeting, was rather hotly debated. To me, it's rather a non-debate, because as far as I can see, metadata is a catalogue record. It's what we used to put on cards in a library. It's a document surrogate, if you like. It gives you a brief indication of what a document is about. And it can be divided into the descriptive data, which describes what it is, how big the file is, how big the book is, who the author was, who has intellectual responsibility for it, that sort of thing. And the access points, the keys by which you may want to find that document in a corpus of knowledge. If we look, I'm only then looking at one of the metadata elements, which is that of subject, which may be expressed in many different ways. But we're talking today about the use of subject. As the Dublin Core says, the recommended best practice is to select a value from a controlled vocabulary or a formal classification scheme, and I might add, or both. To look at the construction of controlled vocabularies then, they are made up of building blocks, and these building blocks are concepts. A concept is a unit of thought which, as I say, can exist in the mind as abstract entities which combine some or all of the characteristics of a concrete or abstract, real or imaginary object. And a concept can be something rather like this. In the top picture, I've shown various kinds of vehicles. That is a concept which people can have in their mind, and that can be labelled by words. You might label them as vehicles, road vehicles, conveyances, voiture, if you're speaking in French, or in view of John's enthusiasm for Dewey, we can label them as 388.34 or 629.2, depending on whether you're interested in them primarily from a social or a technical point of view. You can have a narrower concept at the bottom there, which is a particular kind of vehicle, where we have cars, and again, they can be, that concept can be labelled by several different words. When we talk about a controlled vocabulary, we choose one of those words to label that concept. There's no indication that the word we choose is necessarily the correct word. It's not necessarily correct or better than any other one. We choose an arbitrary one of those words as a label for the concept. And we can refer to that by giving other non-preferred terms, so that if we say cars, use automobiles, we're just choosing automobiles as the label for that concept. The relationships of broader term or narrower term, they're conventionally called term, but really it should be broader concept, narrower concept, are between the concepts themselves and not between the words. We can have many terms used for the same concept. We can have agriculture, farming, and husbandry, and we choose one to represent this cluster. There's no implication that the chosen term is better or more correct than the others. But the point we've got to get around is that the concept within a controlled vocabulary is defined within that vocabulary. If we have agriculture, we can provide a scope note saying that it is the rearing of plants and animals on the land, it includes market gardening and horticulture, and excludes forestry and pet breeding. This is an arbitrary definition which we hope will be helpful and useful, and says how that concept is to be defined within the scope of this vocabulary. It's not saying this is the only definition. If you look at the dictionary, you get lots of definitions for any particular word. But for the purposes of a controlled vocabulary, we choose one, say what it is, and then that is the defining aspect of the concept, not the words that we happen to label it with. In many cases, in a thesaurus, you don't have to provide a scope note because the term is self-evident and unambiguous. But in cases of doubt, a scope note is essential. These concepts are the building blocks of knowledge organisation schemes, concepts and relationships, and these can be expressed in many different ways. You can build a hierarchy in a kind of tree with parents and children, or you can build a network where many different concepts are linked together in complicated ways, or you can express this as an alphabetical list where you actually list under each term its relationships. The network approach is developed further in an ontology where the nature of the relationship is also defined as part of the ontology itself, so that you may have that one is a parent of another, one concept may be the cause of something else. There's many different relationships there. That is something which has been developed a lot in the semantic web and artificial intelligence community, but it's further than we're normally going